وَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ أَعْدَائِهِمْ أَجْمَعِينَ بِيَوْمِنَا هَذَا إِلَىٰ قِيَامِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ أَمَّا بَعَدْ فَقَدْ قَالَ الْحَكِيمُ فِي كِتَابِهِ الْكَرِيمِ وَقَوْلُهُ الْحَقُّ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَىٰ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. In the last verses of Quran, in the chapter Qasas, Allah has promised to the mother of Musa that He will return Musa to her and He will make him prophet and messenger. These two promises that Allah has made to the mother of Musa, we have followed the story of mother of Musa, that Allah has fulfill his promises, that what he has made to mother of Musa, and Musa reached to the bosom of his own mother. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى, the second section of the story of Hazrat Musa has been started. Last night we had discussed about this verse of Quran too. When Hazrat Musa reached to a certain age, to a certain stage, that he can able to get the wahy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bodily he is so strong, and also mentally he becomes so strong, he can take the decision by himself. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَىٰ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Allah granted him two things. One is hukma, that is known as hikmat or wisdom, and other one is knowledge, the divine knowledge. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that Allah has reward to the good doers. With Hazrat Musa, that what he has done in the court of Fir'aun, he helped the oppressed one, and he also helped those who are following the right path. According to some of the narrations, Hazrat Musa at the age of 16 or 17, he has organized a committee by name, those who are following the truth, Ahle Haq, and then he started conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the members of that committee. That's why Allah has mentioned that he is also a Muhsin, or the other narration commentary of Quran that we have mentioned in the last session is that Allah has rewarded Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam what their parents had done on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Alhamdulillah, we are on the days that coming days are also belongs to the Muhsinin of Islam. Muhsin-e-Islam, Hazrat Abu Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, and Muhsin-e-Islam, Hazrat Khatija salamullahi alayha. Inshallah, we are going to discuss in details about what is the meaning of Ihsan and what Hazrat Abu Talib and Hazrat Khatija done for Islam. Now the third section of the story of Hazrat Musa started from here. وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ, next slide please. وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ هِلَ عَلَىٰ هِينَ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتِلَانَ هَذَا مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ فَوَكَدَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌّ Mudillum Mubin. What is the third section? That Allah has granted Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam two things, the wisdom and the knowledge. When getting these two things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Musa has become responsible to convey the message of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala into the community. He had to enter into the community by getting these two things, wisdom and hikmah. وَدَخْلَ الْمَدِينَةَ, Medina min shahr, the city. That's why the Medina Munawwara is also known as the city of light. وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ هِينَ غَفْلَةٍ, the people are unaware, or they are sleeping still. At the time of unheeding of the people, Hazrat Musa enter into the city to see what is going on in the city. Why the mention, Allah has mentioned here the city, because most of the times the people, those who are ruling on the leaders of the time, they are staying outside of the city. basically they are staying near the gates of the city to watch who is coming to the city and who is going out of the city. Their houses and their castles are built and outside the city. Hazrat Musa is also staying in the court of Firaun. That means he is staying outside the city. Once he enter into the city to see what is going on in the city, how the people are working, what is their plan. وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ هِلَىٰ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَخْتَتِلَانِ. When he entered into the city, he saw the two people, two of them are fighting each other. Two men are fighting each other. For yaqtatilan, the word has been Allah has used here is yaqtatilan. Yaqtatilan is not only the meaning of fighting, but they are ready to kill each other. The yaqtatilan is come from the root word qatl. Qatl means to kill. Of yaqtatilan, though the translators have translated the meaning in the meaning of fighting, but it's not only a fighting, but they are planning to kill each other. Of killing each other, maybe they are having some weapons in their hands, whether they are in knife or sword in their hands, they are ready to kill each other. Yaqtatilan. Who are those two? One is the follower of Hazrat Musa, Hada min Shi'atihi, wa Hada min Aduwwe. Here is the word that Shia has been used in Quran for the followers of our prophets. Salamullahi alayhi. There's a word Shia has been used. That's why we are proud to be the Shia of Ali, because we are the follower of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. This word itself gives a great status to us, that we are Shia of Mawla Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. This word has been used in Quran for those who are following Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What we come to understand here is, at the time when Hazrat Musa entered into the city, some followers of Hazrat Musa were there in the city. Hazrat Musa, before entering into the city, he conveyed the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to people of that city, that people having some hope on Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because of that, they are started following Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Followers are there. Hada min shi'atihi, wa hada min aduwwe. The other one is the enemy of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That's the main thing that we have discussed before, Qibti and Sibti. Qibti, those who are following Fir'aun, and Sibti, those who are following Hazrat Musa, the true Israelites, those who are staying in Egypt. When the follower of Hazrat Musa saw that Musa is coming near to them, he asked help from Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Here the revolution of Hazrat Musa is going to be started. He asked help from Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Musa, please help me, I am your follower. He is ready to kill me, please help me. وَقَذَهُ مُوسَى فَقَذَى عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Musa is very strong. Bodily, he was very strong. He hit one, the translation is there. So Musa struck him with his fist. First round, knockout round for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He hit on the face or the chest of the Qibti, and what happens, and at the result, he was died. He was dead. Though, why here the commentators are very much, beautiful discussion is there in between the commentators. What Hazrat Musa has done? He hit on the chest or the face of that Qibti, then and killed him. He said, this is the work of Shaitan. Hada amalush min amalish Shaitan, innahu aduvun mudillum mubin. Two, three things are there we have to understand in this verse of Quran, the last a phrase of this verse of Quran. One is, فَوَقَدَهُ مُوسَى فَقَدَى عَلَيْهِ. The hitting of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on to the enemy of his Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He struck on his with his fist and killed him. These things should be understood, that we, according to our faith and our belief, our all prophets and messengers are infallibles. According to our faith and our belief, our all prophets from Hazrat Adam till Khatam and our all imams are infallibles. What is the meaning of infallibles? They are away from sins, intentionally or unintentionally. They do not do any sin. The shaitan will didn't come near to them because they are infallibles. According to our faith and belief. Why Hazrat Musa, after hitting after killing the enemy, he has said that this is the work of Shaitan. What is the meaning of this? This is the Hada min amali Shaitan. Where this Haza goes? Haza goes to the hitting of Hazrat Musa or the fighting what they are doing. See, this is that use of commentary of Quran. When you come to understand what is the meaning of this verse of Quran, some of the translators, they have translated Hada, this is the sentence of Hazrat Musa. Qala, Qala means said, Moses, Hada min amali shaitan. This is the work of Shaitan, this is the job of Shaitan, what I have done. That means Shaitan has done his own job through myself. This is a sentence of Hazrat Musa. But according to some of the translators and the commentators, no. Hazrat Qala means Hazrat Musa.